Ladies and gentlemen, thinkers and debaters, fence sitters and firebrands, welcome to the Big Top of Talk, the high-flying, death-defying, no-holds-barred spectacle of ideas. This is Common Ground, where left meets right, up meets down, and common sense fights to survive. We're here to cut through the noise, bridge the divide, and maybe, just maybe, find a little middle ground along the way. So grab your coffee, buckle up, and keep your hands inside the conversation at all times. Because it's time for open minds, open dialogue, and maybe even a little common ground for the common good. Here are your hosts, Melissa Lucas and Scott Goodman.
We're all in the same boat. We can all believe what we believe. Peacefully agree, disagree.
We're back. Hello and good morning. Scott Goodman here with Melissa Lucas, and welcome to another episode of Common Ground on KNTR Talk Radio 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free, Vox Populi, Voice of the People. Catch us here every Tuesday at 10 a.m., not 9 a.m. because of daylight savings time until spring. This is our first episode of the new year. We thank our listeners and sponsors for your support and look forward to bringing you guests that you love and having lively discussions in our quest to find common ground. Today's returning frequent guest, as always opinionated, Dr. Paul, retired clinical psychologist. Our topic today is the Nicolas Maduro Moros military operation leading to his capture and his wife Celia Flores' capture, and the global impact of the event, the reaction in our country, as well as the worldwide response to it. Guys, our brave military and the courage of our president have freed the people of Venezuela to recover and reestablish the country as a beacon of prosperity and freedom. There's a lot of work to do, and more corrupt officials need to be arrested and removed. This is the beginning. Maybe the people of the world can agree on this, and together we can find some common ground. Melissa, how about letting our listeners know about our staff that makes the show happen and our sponsors that support our show and the station, to support our show and the station, and let our listeners know how to reach out to us on Common Ground featured on KNTR Talk Radio.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. What a fun holiday. All right. Thank you to our sponsors. I'm going to do a quick shout out to Blonzy Steakhouse, Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware, Annie's Thrift Shop, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Kia, and Neat Pool and Supply. And remember, if you're traveling through the tri-state, you can listen on 106.3 in Golden Valley, Kingman, and 106.5 in Laughlin, Bullhead, Mojave Valley, Needles, and 106.7 right here live in Lake Havasu City. You can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687, which is also KNTR. In-house today, we have Marissa June, our producer, Red Bull Ronnie, our co-creator, and Paul Lavoy, our operations manager, is also in the house. And our guest today is Dr. Paul. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Paul.
Oh, thanks. Great to be here.
And thank you for coming in on such short notice.
Oh, sure.
I really appreciate that. We had a cancellation, and I just really appreciate you coming in here and talking to us about this subject we've got going on here.
It's an honor.
And let our listeners know a little bit about yourself and your opinion on the recent events surrounding Maduro and his capture.
Okay. As you said, I'm a retired psychologist. You know, I'm here because I'm as concerned about what's going on in our country and in the world as you guys are. I used to sit back and kind of just read the paper, listen to my version of the news. Then I thought, you know, it's just best to get directly involved. And so when I heard about a program called Common Ground and the opportunity to participate in it, it was kind of like, put me in, coach, I'm ready to play.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So in reference to, I think I'm going to be the skunk at the garden party.
Can't
when
wait.
Moderno.
Yeah. Are you not supportive of President Trump's decision to go in there and yank him out?
I'm always, I think in some ways, you don't believe this, but I think in some ways I am more Republican, more American, more constitutional than you guys are. I agree that this guy seems to be a bad man who needs to face the rules of justice.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt in my mind that, you know, it's a good thing for him to be taken out of the flow here. I do disagree with the way that we go about these things. I don't think there's any place in America for basically getting in the middle of another quagmire and saying we're going to see a country that's in a crazy condition, and we need to be the heroes, go in there, take it over, and in some cases take their oil, take their resources, and expect that somehow they're going to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
But wasn't he unharmed when he was removed?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because he said he didn't like the way that it was done. So how would you
different? I want the rule of law. You know, what I want to do is go back to the Constitution, and I want to go back to we've got a difficult task here today because we want to find common ground, and yet I'm going to take a side, and I'm going to say to you, I'm going to take a position, and so that means we're going to probably be in some type of conflict about what is common ground here. But my position would be this. We have a rule of law. We have a constitution. We have, you know, a Congress. It's an ineffective Congress, I think. But they're supposed to be involved in these decisions.
Our Congress? You think we should have voted on whether or not they went in there?
They should have been involved.
Are you insane? I have to really jump in here. No, yeah. Just give me a moment, okay. Then I'll let you jump right back in.
Yeah.
He was indicted by a judge and a court in Southern District of New York 5 years ago.
Okay.
He was given grand jury indictments for his and to be arrested and brought to trial. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the Congress cannot be alerted to these things, whether it's Republican committee members or Democratic committee members. They leak. This is a highly sensitive military operation that needs secrecy, needs to be protected, and needs to be insulated from the vagaries of someone wanting to open their mouth to somebody.
Scott, then you have a dictator.
Then
you have a dictator. If you have one person in charge,
right,
that basically says, I need to intercede here and I need to be the one to...
Right. So Obama, when he went into Pakistan and murdered, killed, and assassinated Osama bin Laden, there was no indictment like this, similar indictment. Presidents have the right and the latitude for security of the United States of America. For the security of the United States of America to defend us from threats, foreign and domestic. Foreign and domestic.
Scott, I don't know where that would end.
It doesn't end.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
You know, you remind me, when Mr. Trump, I'm going to consider him our friend.
Wow, thank
when,
you.
When he ran, didn't he say a number of times, we got no business interfering in these countries, when he was talking about Biden? He would time and time again say, we're getting into a quagmire.
Correct.
We have no long-term plan. We have no, we're entering because and agree upon what we're doing there and how long we're going to stay and how we're going to turn things over. And so his advice to us, and when we wore our little caps there and we said, you know, in essence, we're going to take America back again, the first element of that was to stop getting involved in situations that we have no business being involved in.
So surgical responses, Soleimani's killing with a missile up his behind, so to speak,
okay.
The bombing of the nuclear facilities in Iran, and the capture of a narco-terrorist who's been flooding our country with deadly drugs in coordination with other countries, these were done in a surgical fashion. We didn't go and invade and put 10,000 troops on the ground.
This is not over yet, Scott. That's what exactly he's talking about doing, is entering. And when they asked him yesterday, like, how's this going to work? Who's going to be in charge? Who's going to be involved? He basically looked behind him and he said, you know, here's our guys. You know, start with the Department of Defense, and then look at Mario over there, and let's get everybody involved. And are we going to take over? Yeah.
Has he done that yet? No.
Well, I'm just started.
I know, yeah. But we're only talking about the actions he's already taken.
So are you condemning the action that President Trump did? You are.
Yeah.
The
way it has come about, yes.
The way
so
it has come
how
about.
Would you,
so
because,
so, you know, look at what, let's think about what China's going to do now and what Russia does and what this idiot in North Korea does. It can basically look and say, oh, you can enter a country and take it over because you don't like what's happening there and you think somebody needs to be arrested and he's been indicted. Why don't we just do the same thing in Ukraine, and why don't we do the same thing?
I'll tell you why. I will tell you exactly why. If Putin invades Ukraine like he did, we're not going to go in and put boots on the ground to save Ukraine. We'll give them arms. This is different. Maduro's cronies and himself for the last 25 years have been conspiring to work with Colombia and other countries to bring deadly drugs and massive tons of cocaine, tons of fentanyl, bring it into the United States to kill our citizens.
You don't know that.
We don't know that?
No, we don't know that yet.
He was. Oh, well, hold a second now. This is from the grand jury indictment that was done 5 years ago. This is verbatim from the United States District Court, Southern District of New York, stating exactly that, that he's the de facto ruler, has flourished on his own benefit and the members of his regime, and sits atop the largest...
Don't we believe in the rule of law? Don't we
this
believe
is
that
the rule of law.
He's going to be... He's in New York City now, right?
He's going to be in trial in New York City.
He's going to be
correct.
In trial. And until a trial is finished, I don't like this guy either. I think he's a dictator. It sounds to me like he's a bad man doing bad things.
Okay, so
then why condemn his arrest?
He doesn't like the way he did it.
I condemn the way it came
but
about.
But he wasn't hurt.
I think his wife says she was.
I hadn't seen that.
And there were several people killed.
So, Dr. Paul.
And while we were there, you know, like, if we're going to do this, why don't we free a couple of Americans that are in prison there?
Aren't the people of Venezuela really happy?
Mixed.
For the majority?
Very mixed.
Very mixed?
Yeah.
Very mixed.
Speaking
there's some that are saying it's an invasion. You have no right to be here. You're toppling our government. You know, you're interfering in essence.
Okay.
And so we're in the middle of a quagmire. I call it a quagmire.
There's no quagmire. We haven't. It may be the beginning of one, potentially, okay. But it's not there. We went in on a surgical strike, removed the dictator who's been flooding our country with poison for decades between him and his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, took a country that was wonderful and a paradise and economically successful and turned it into a third world country where millions of people fled, the hundreds of thousands were killed and imprisoned, and we saved them or in the process of saving them. And in the same time,
Don't we say that to every country we enter? We're saving them from themselves.
Well, name a country that we've entered recently, because we really haven't. Okay, we did Grenada. Okay, we've done some small operations. We did Afghanistan as a response to having our buildings blown down.
Iraq.
Sure.
Yeah.
And Bin Laden. Right. All of these were justified, and all these people were criminally indicted.
Don't you think every leader in the world is going to say exactly the same kind of thing? That we looked at it, we thought it was wrong, we need to enter.
So
and usually
justify.
There's two reasons for entering a country and destroying it. One was we say that we're at danger somehow, imminent danger, right? The second is that there's drugs coming from them to us. That's typically, you know, our rationale for being...
All the boats that they've been blowing up on camera, those were just nothing. They weren't drug boats at
they
all.
They need... We have a rule of law, Scott. You know,
sure.
Like...
violate our borders without
even,
a...
Even when it came to a couple of people surviving some of that onslaught. You know, we have two guys in a glorified rowboat, and we decide they need to be killed. How do you think the rest of the world looks at that?
I got a text here. Why did the Biden administration put a $25 million bounty on Maduro if he did nothing wrong? Is that? I'm not. I don't have my fact checker here. Does that happen?
That is
$25 million bounty.
I think it was actually raised to 50.
No way.
Yeah.
So
Bin Laden was 50 million.
I don't think
million.
It was million.
That
50 million. Oh yes, it was. No, that I know for a fact.
So what question? Do you want to answer the text?
I think it's fair to have a procedure to bring somebody into accountability. I think
you
that's
do.
That's fair.
And the and the procedure. So if you were suggested Congress be involved, like vote on something like that, wouldn't the president of Venezuela possibly know that we were going to come? Wasn't the whole point?
Right. And prepare
wasn't
for
the
it.
You can't. Wasn't the point to do like
have,
what he said? A surgical
folks,
strike.
We have a committee set up for things like this. We have procedures set up,
and they leak.
Discuss things like
and
that.
They
but
leak.
You can't exclude them for that reason.
But
there's so many of them. How could you keep that a secret?
Well, you don't do the whole Congress at one time. You have a committee. And right now they're all Republicans, or majorities of them are. You get together and you basically say, this is what I'm thinking about doing, and you have a long-term plan.
Well, hold on.
What are we
going to
do? What are we going
to
do with Venezuela?
I have to interrupt
Venezuela?
You. We have to go on a break. Okay. But when we get back, we're going to wrap on this hard as we can, buddy.
Interesting. You guys call us in and let us know what you think.
On Common Ground, KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the free.
My hands.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what you got for us?
All right, we're going to give a shout-out to our sponsors that makes this show possible to bring to you. Starting with Blonzy Steakhouse, mouth-watering steaks and a breakfast menu that has everyone talking. Whether it's date night or brunch with friends, great taste is always on the menu. Blonzy's is where Havasu eats, off London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. And we have Golden Valley Auto Parts and Hardware. They're the small-town store with the biggest auto and hardware selection in the area. Find what you want online at goldenvalleyhardware.com and pick it up in-store today, just off Bowie Road in Golden Valley. And Annie's Thrift Shop. Shopping at Annie's Thrift Store isn't just about great deals. It's about giving back. Every purchase helps support local charities, making your find more than just a bargain. It's a blessing. Annie's Thrift Store, thrifting with a purpose.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. You guys text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. Curious on what your thoughts are about this subject. All right, where were we?
Well, I want to jump in on one little side note. Everybody on the other side is talking about the aspect of oil and the United States' enrichment due to the invasion, potential invasion of Venezuela and the taking over of the oil fields that were once owned by oil companies like Aramco and other companies, Chevron, in the United States. The figures that I have read on three different sources state that there was arbitration and a settlement that was never paid of $25 to $30 billion for the lost equipment and revenue.
Sounds like we have a caller.
Welcome to the show on Common Ground, caller. How can we help you today?
Well, I thought I'd interject a little bit on this discussion when it comes to Maduro, Venezuela. The whole situation is got a lot of layers to it.
Of course it does.
That is true.
Yes.
It's not simply about drugs.
Right.
I'm not even sure that their goal is to kill Americans. It's to export drugs or the money.
Huge amounts. Billions of dollars.
Right. Whether someone dies or not is not their intention. It's business to them.
Agreed.
So that's my first point. Second thing is the oil, which you were on, and I'm sorry for interrupting. But the third layer has to do with China's Belt and Road Initiative. This is not just a Venezuela issue. They have built ports at the Panama Canal, which is very important strategically.
True, and the Chinese have effectively at one point tried to almost take over the Panama Canal with their leases.
Exactly, and they still that is still up in the air as to what we are going to do about the Panama Canal. Then you have the CCP building a base in Cuba. So I imagine that's why Cuba has come up. So, you know, this is, yes, it was strategic. No, Congress was not involved. But the Biden administration...
Caller, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just wondering who you feel like is, whose problem is this? Is it strictly the United States to kind of solve every problem in the world? Do you really feel like it's our job?
Well, that's a good question, and I appreciate it. The Biden administration opened our borders, which allowed anyone in the world who wanted to enter to come in.
Actually, we've never had an open border. I know we hear that all the time, but there's never been an open border. Never.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
You've been to the border. You know, if we could try to cross the border as American citizens, we got to go through all kinds of crap.
That's not open.
That's a talk for another show. Caller.
But I hear open borders, and it's kind of like, that's crazy. We're never open. You can't walk across.
Go ahead, listener. I'm sorry.
If you're going to deny that the borders were open,
we're not going to go there.
He won't let us.
but here's the issue. To answer your question,
okay,
it has become our problem.
Why?
Over time, overtime because of the allowance by the Biden administration and others, of course. Obviously, Trump was right before Biden. So the building of these ports in our hemisphere are the reason.
Can I ask you another question, please?
Sure.
What would you do about Mexico? You know, our friends to the south here. If you want to talk about drugs and invasion and
but,
you know the spread of things that are potentially dangerous,
Dr.
to us, why wouldn't we invade them?
And go get the cartel
Dr.
in Mexico?
Paul,
get the cartel.
I'm
as dangerous as anybody else.
Dr. Paul, I'm defending what our caller said. It is multiple layers. Mexico does have a drug cartel, and if it was only about drugs, then that's a different story, but it's not.
Right.
So, caller, I appreciate your call, and call us again anytime, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
All right, so listen, the multiple layers. He brought up a point that I was just getting into. So in 1977, way before Chavez and all this, there was a issue with them taking over our oil production. It was settled and it was okay. In 2000, under Hugo Chavez, they basically took all of our oil fields, just like Castro did in Cuba, saying this is Dole Pineapple, Dole Production, you don't own this land anymore. The casinos don't own their casinos anymore. We're nationalizing everything. They did that in Venezuela. So the courts arbitrated and came up with a $25 to $30 billion settlement, which was never paid. Now, since that happened in 2000, what has happened is they've never done any investment on the infrastructure of these facilities. So they're in disarray, disrepair, falling apart. Mm-hmm. Now they estimate that it's $100 billion to reclaim these facilities and build them up to where they're in good working order. So the United States is going to get it. The United States is going to come in there. They are going to take over these oil fields. They are going to repatriate some of these facilities back to the original companies that own them. They're going to get profits from the oil production. I don't know if our listeners or any of you guys know, Venezuela has the largest oil reserve of any country on the planet.
Wow.
Let me ask you a question, Scott.
Go ahead.
How are we going to secure that this time?
This is what I believe will happen. They will get rid of the now president, who was the vice president. I can't remember her name, but she is now the current president.
Rodriguez.
She's the current president of Venezuela right now. They will go and make negotiations to have a new election.
A new election.
They need an election.
They already had one, right?
We had a duly elected president who was denied the presidency, had to leave Venezuela for her own safety.
Right.
Okay, got the Nobel Prize last year, Nobel Peace Prize last year. They will try to install her, but I think the best way is to just have a whole new election, take the cronies out of there. How they do that, that's above my pay grade. But what has to happen is we have to have a stable, we have another call. Come on in.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling Common Ground. Hello.
Oh, hello. I was reading about Kissinger. He was involved with a coup during the Nixon administration against the Chilean president.
That did happen as well. And it wouldn't be the first time that the United States has been involved in clandestine operations to remove political leaders. Mm-hmm. It's been going on for a long time. A very long time. The term they use is black ops. They have these. I don't know if you remember this. They were gonna send some cigars to Castro to get his beard to fall out.
What?
Yes, that's a fact. These are CIA operatives who came forward with some of the plans they had to try to either destabilize or remove or embarrass Castro. But caller, I appreciate that, and you call us anytime. You're from Kingman, aren't you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Is this a great day.
Donna from Kingman? Is that right?
I think so.
How'd you know that?
I recognized your voice. I asked you if you're from Kingman.
Yeah.
Well, you have a great day.
Thank
we
you.
love to hear from you anytime.
Thanks for calling.
Well, you too.
Thank
Bye.
You.
So, Scott, let me ask you this.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, I brought up the fact that Trump had run partially on the fact that we do not want to be the world's policemen anymore. We don't want to get into these countries. We can't get out of them. We don't have a long-term plan.
But what about human rights? Basic human rights.
Right. We have to decide if it's going to be our problem. If it is, we have to go all over the world to ratify these things.
Have you ever heard this term?
All over the world.
Have you ever heard?
There's problems with human rights. And we've got to decide if we're going to be the policemen.
Yeah.
If we're the policemen, we got ourselves a great big job. I'll tell you that.
Hmm.
I guess we are going on to a break here in a minute, and we'll come back to you shortly on KNTR Talk Radio, Common Ground, 106.7, 5 and 3.
Voice of the Free.
Catch you here in a minute.
Welcome back to Common Ground right here live on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Voice of the Free. Marissa, what do you got for us?
All right. First of all, I'm going to tell you why I'm playing this song today. Today, in 1958, Great Balls of Fire releases. And, of course, we all know this from the famous movie Top Gun.
Oh, I thought it was because of the president.
Well, a little bit of both.
Okay.
But I mean, hey.
Sorry, I don't want to get in trouble again. All right.
No, okay, you're fine. All right, we're going to give a shout out to our last two sponsors, Martin Swanee Chrysler Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Kia. Since 1985, Martin Swanee Kingman has been more than a dealership. It's a legacy built on honest deals and handshakes, celebrating 40 years of doing right by folks one happy driver at a time, off East and Divine in Kingman. And lastly, we have Neat Pool and Supply, serving Lake Havasu since 1970. From expert consultations to top-notch supplies and service, they've got everything for pools and spas. Family-owned and operated right in the heart of Havasu. It's where your backyard oasis begins, located at 52 Scott Drive.
All right. Thank you, Marissa. You guys, you can text us in at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-KNTR. And speaking of text, I did get a text in. Somebody sent me from the Democratic Party of Mojave County here a press release from Diane Mahan. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this?
No, I have not.
It's immediate release, press release. And I'm just going to give her do a little quote here. It says, America's strength comes from our commitment to the rule of law, mm-hmm. democratic norms, and constitutional restraint. When we abandon these principles, even in the name of confronting bad actors, we weaken our credibility, endanger our global stability, and invite abuses of power that will long outlast any single presidency.
Amen.
That's your stance.
Can I do hallelujah?
This is from Mojave County, Democratic Central.
So here's how I'm going to blow this right out of the water.
Uh-oh.
Okay, straight
Uh-oh.
Out
Uh-oh.
Of the water. Number one,
like
we
those
did,
little boats.
Number one, we did, follow, we did follow the rule of law. We did follow the Constitution. The president has every right to do exactly what he did. But in reference specifically to our standing in the world stage, I'm going to tell whoever's listening to us today what it does for us on our standing in the world stage. It puts the fear of God into people around the world who want to be bad actors. Okay, if you want to run a straight country and do the right thing and serve your people and build a prosperous nation for yourself, knock yourself out. We're not going to bother you.
Respect.
You become bad actors. That's
maybe in the eyes of the law, we're just seen as a bully. That's what we're seen as.
We do have a call.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing? Welcome to Common Ground.
Doing great. Doing great. Hey, I just got a question regarding your guest. If he thinks that it's ethical to diagnose someone with a serious illness if he's never sit down in a clinical setting and interviewed them.
Right.
He's asking if it's right.
No, in the past I always have said I would never diagnose Trump. You know, I cannot say he's as sick as what in the back of my mind I might be thinking.
Because you haven't met him face to face?
And the caller's right. You'd have to sit down. You have to do certain kinds of things. And I think that's only fair. And so the caller's correct about this. I don't think I have a right
so
to.
Isn't this
I don't like his politics. I don't like what the rule, you know, is not paying attention to the rule of law.
So what is the caller?
Basically, what that
to?
Caller said
no,
was
let
it
him
was
say
procedures.
It. No, let him say it.
Yeah.
So what do you have to say?
Well, in reference to a few shows back, if it's the same person,
yeah.
diagnosed Trump as a schizophrenic. Having never met him.
Yeah, I don't know about
I
that.
I think the question was America. And if I think I asked you if you could diagnose America
I remember the exact interchange. And you did say, I believe he's schizophrenic. And there was a comment after it. I think it was something of the tune of by his actions and by his words, something of that nature. But caller, I do appreciate you calling in, and we'll keep plugging away, and I appreciate you listening.
Okay, yeah. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
See, schizophrenia is a completely different thing. I would not consider him so. I would say paranoid. I'd say narcissistic. I would say, you know, a lot of the diagnoses that have to do with behavior.
Well, let's get back on topic.
Okay.
So I want to talk about rule of law.
Okay.
Because you've been bringing up rule of law. Our post that you saw, that text that was forwarded to you.
Yeah.
The statement from the Democrats.
One of our guests is in part of this whole mix, but we won't even go there. Listen, the world stage is, because of social media, because of 24-hour news cycle, everything that anyone does is dissected and diagnosed instantaneously all over the world.
Yes.
And that's just nothing we can do about
that.
Mm-hmm. But talking about evidence and rule of law, all of these opinions and all of these comments that are being made on both sides are not clinical. They're not based on fact. They're based on snippets, bits and pieces, and the information they choose to absorb and, disseminate.
Agreed.
Okay, so their comments on the rule of law, their comments on following Congress and following world norms, well, that's based on their opinion. My opinion is completely diametrically opposed.
Scott, I got to ask you a question before you get too far along with this. What could he not do in the world, given what you're proposing here?
He could not go into a country. He could not go into a country and assassinate a president of a country, and use that as a predicate that on a danger to the United States. The way he did it, and the way Biden did it,
and it worked out. It worked out pretty clean with in this case. What if he would have died?
Well.
His wife was injured. I don't really care too much about it. What if he would have died?
Here's something that a lot of people don't know about. When he was captured just prior to that, it was in a huge mansion, and there was a vaulted safe room. They were apparently seconds away from being able to enter that safe room. Now, what happens if they go through and close that vault door and they're in a safe room? There would have been a standoff. I'm sure they would have had a year's worth of food and water and ability to cycle air. It would have been an invasion at that point. They would have had to do a standoff if they wanted to complete their goal. It didn't happen that way, but it could have happened.
And what would you say if he ended up dead?
I would have said it was a tragedy, and I say it may have been a mistake. But thank God for our troops, our skill, our intel that we had, and the equipment and abilities.
And the surgical
removal.
And how
many times has that worked out poorly?
Many. Many times.
Hello, caller. Welcome to Common Ground.
Yeah, I just had to call one more time.
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask your guest. He just mentioned that Trump, though he hasn't met Trump, he says he's a Republican and doesn't like Trump's personality. I am the same way, but I do support his policies. So let me follow up with a question, and then I'll hang up.
Okay.
Can you name some politicians who are not narcissistic?
That's pretty hard to find.
That's a good question.
I think so.
There are some.
Yeah, I think so.
I can't name them.
The auto pen.
I'll tell you one person who was Senator John McCain.
Yes.
I think he was an honorable man, and he wasn't out for his own aggrandizement and his own ego.
Right. How about the peanut farmer?
Jimmy was
Carter.
Great.
Jimmy, I
think Jimmy was a great man. I don't think he was a great president. I think he was a great man. Okay, and I support the fact that he was in it for the right reasons.
Yeah.
He just was ineffective in some areas, as many presidents are. But let's go back to what he initially said about not liking him as a person, but liking his policies. Now, in many ways, I could almost agree with that. I'll tell you why. Trump doesn't have a filter or a governor. Trump steps on himself all the time and it makes it difficult for people to stomach some of the things he has to say. Apparently, we have a lengthy verbose text.
I do have a
just do an overview.
Okay. Your caller is comparing apples and oranges. In regards to Mexico, he uses an excuse as to why we should not have gone into Venezuela. He must have forgot the fact that we have warrants and bounties on top of drug dealers in Mexico, that we work closely with Mexican authorities to capture these individuals. If he wants to issue a warrant for the president of Mexico, then we'll do the same thing. A court of law in evidence against Maduro and issued a warrant. Mind you, the Democrats did that. More importantly, he clearly has no vision. This is a national security issue. He must feel that it's okay for China or Russia to influence Venezuela, which would endanger our national security. I don't know how someone could be so short-sighted. Furthermore, the last time I checked, the president of Mexico is not intentionally flooding our country with illegal aliens that are drug dealers, murderers, rapists, and whatnot. The key word, intentionally, that was proven to what Maduro was doing. So that does, I feel, make a big difference.
Well,
what do you think?
I don't think it makes any difference at all.
Well,
if the intent behind it is to cause us harm?
No, it's exactly.
He's saying, in essence, Venezuela is going to cause us harm by somehow allowing drugs into our country, not by invading us, I don't think.
I don't think that's what he's insinuating. Let me be clear about
how would we be in danger from Venezuela?
I can explain. First off, in Mexico, the current president of Mexico has turned over to the United States 7 or 8 different high-level drug cartel members on her own fruition at her great risk to her own personal life and safety, number one. Number two, Venezuela. Let me tell you about, you know about Trinidad and Aragua. Everyone knows about the gangs that they have, that they've infiltrated the United States, terrorizing apartment buildings and residents. That's small potatoes. What's big potatoes is the government run by Maduro was issuing diplomatic passports to drug traffickers to allow them to get on flights unchecked, unfettered, uninspected, onto flights all over the world with diplomatic immunity to get on airplanes with whatever packaging or whatever drugs or whatever illicit materials they have. This has been going on for decades. Okay, that's a real problem and a real threat to the world.
Have they ever been arrested for doing this?
Yes. But they have diplomatic immunity. They've been stopped. They've been questioned. But do you know what diplomatic immunity really means? That you can go in with a suitcase and go onto an airplane, and they refuse to inspect. They are not allowed to inspect the baggage. It's diplomatic parcels. They can bring and do and transfer and go anywhere they want to go. So they've been doing this with drug cartel members from other countries, even from Bolivia, Colombia, etc. Have been moved. Well, we're getting some strange sounds.
Well,
I
think that's the fire station next door. It sounds like there's sound in their alarm.
No, they're drilling. We have background noise, but listeners, here's the deal. It's a corrupt establishment. It's not just one man is doing something wrong. Nicolas Maduro himself, I'm sure, is not smuggling drugs.
You didn't answer me the question I asked you about, are we going to be the policemen of the world?
Yes.
Because Trump a number of times have said, listen, we're going to focus on America. We're going to make America great again. And one of the ways we're going to do that is going to remind our own darn business.
America first is protecting America.
That's exactly
from
right.
From what?
From Venezuela.
From
what?
From drugs.
From
bad guys.
From billions of dollars of illicit drugs, tons of cocaine. We're going to protect ourselves from nuclear bombs from Iran that were 2 years or less away from getting one, and they had a huge ballistic missile program. That is a direct threat to us and the world.
So are you in favor of us going into Iran, too? He threatened that the other day.
If in fact, Iran needed the support of the American people to overthrow the violent religious radicals that run the country.
No, he basically said he doesn't like the way that they're treating their people.
Right.
Well, if
so are we going to solve that, too?
Sure.
And if you don't want Trump to be
listen,
the boss,
we gotta,
why don't we go all over the world and solve everybody that's being victimized by one of these dictators?
Listen, we got to go on a break again, and we'll be back shortly here on KNTR 106.7, 5 and 3, Common Ground, and Voice of what?
Voice of the Free.
That's right.
Stop falling, stop.
Welcome back to Common Ground, right here live on KNTR 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free. Dr. Paul, you had said that you did not like, you know, should we be the boss of the world? If it wasn't us being the boss of the world, who would you prefer? Do you want China in charge? Do you want Russia in charge?
A novel idea. How about we let the United Nations and NATO and some of the organizations that are set up to solve so many problems do it?
We run
NATO. I admit that they're not as effective as they could be.
It's been 5 years. Is it time?
There's a rule of law in terms of them being involved in doing this. It gets brought forward. Countries need to mutually solve some of these problems. We cannot go around the world and solve all these kind of things.
Dr. Paul, the UN, their primary military end of the mission with their blue helmets, okay, is to, when countries like us who are trying to do good and invade a country to remove bad leadership or to overthrow a dictatorship, leave, and then the UN comes in to be a peacekeeping force.
Right.
They're not a military force, so they come in after the fact.
Right.
There has to be an event for them to intercede in that event. Now, I want to tell you what I said I would do at the end of the last break. Donald Trump, I support him 100%. I don't agree with everything he says or even everything he does. I believe he's overstepping in some ways. He's getting overly involved and distracted by some of the things that he's doing. He should focus more on, which he has done a lot of work on, is our economy. Our gas prices are down effectively, etc. But I think he should step back a little bit for some of the international action that he's taking. Because the next step is, we got to deal with North Korea, we got to deal with Russia, we got to deal with China, we got to deal with Iran. He's going to have his plate full and not be able to focus in on us.
So let me say it back to you again. You're saying that you're behind him 100%?
I'm behind him 100% because I'm going to make it real simple. My father was a wise man. He gave me an assignment when I worked for him many, many years ago. And he came and called me into his office and said, "Scott, I got two phone calls from people you didn't get a hold of that you're supposed to get a hold of." I said, "Dad, you gave me 35 things to do. I got 33 of them done. In your day book, how many things did you have to do today?" He says, "9. I said, "Did you do all 9? "Of course I did. I had 35. I missed 2. Oh, in other words, what I'm saying about Trump, I do agree with him 100%. What he says and how he comports himself, I do not agree with everything he says and does, because sometimes he babbles on like a blithering idiot because he has no filter and no governor. That doesn't make him an ineffective leader. That doesn't make him a buffoon in his way of comporting himself as far as getting our country back to where it needs to be. He's still an effective leader. He just sometimes says some really crazy things."
Yeah, so let me say it back to you. You agree then, if you agree 100%, that his ineffectiveness with Putin is just using him like a little doll, right? So is the fella in North Korea. So is anybody who's in power right now that's a dictator is running over the top of him. Our allies are the ones that he pushes around. And you're saying, in essence, boy, I'm 100% behind him alienating our allies and loving these little dictators that seem to...
Okay, so I will respond to that very clearly. He is pushing our underperforming, undervaluing foreign leaders who are not participating enough in NATO, putting money up for NATO. They were doing 3%. They got it up to 5%. They just talked this morning on a press conference just before the show about talking to Emmanuel Macron in France about raising drug prices 3 times more than it is now to give an offset so we can get our drug prices reduced. So what he's doing effectively is he's strong-arming the people that he can strong-arm. The people he cannot strong-arm, he is playing kid gloves with them because he wants to at least placate them so he doesn't...
They're running over the top of him.
Who is running? Putin's... What is Putin running over the top with us on? With Ukraine? We're not in Ukraine.
Same kind of thing. We support them. We give them... our biggest aid package goes to Israel.
Right.
Do you think Netanyahu pays attention to him?
Yes, of course he does. They're like best friend, Bibi Netanyahu and
he's
and
not
Trump.
Paying any attention to Trump. If Trump says, "Don't do this," Netanyahu does exactly
right.
The opposite.
We have to.
You think Trump's been compromised?
Oh, I think he's a...
Well, stop. We're
you
going
know, with the
way.
Major issues, he folds like a
Time
cheap
out.
Suit.
We got to wind this up. well, this is a whole other topic of discussion. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Maduro. We've just gone into a different direction. But let's talk about common ground. Common ground between us is going to be a tough one on this one. But can you agree, if things are followed by the law, that the President of the United States has rights to do exactly what he did? Do you believe that he doesn't have that right?
Right. I don't believe he had that right.
Okay, so no common ground there.
No.
Do you believe that the President is at risk by notifying Congress for fear of leaks in a military operation?
I don't agree with that.
Okay, so no common ground there.
How about the do you feel that it's good that there's less boats of drugs coming into our country?
I think it's all a ruse. I think these.
So no drugs were coming into the country. That's a fallacy.
No, there's drugs coming into the country in all kinds of different ways. But to use these glorified rowboats that are 1,600 miles away.
Time out. So
and declare war on these little rowboats that are and think that they're a part of our national security.
So hold on,
aren't they high speed boats though?
It doesn't matter.
With drugs.
It's the principle behind it. So let's just for the first time in our show. In almost a year.
What do you say about...
Hold on. We got less than a minute.
Yeah.
For the first time in a year, Dr. Paul, we cannot find any common ground.
No, we can find common ground.
Not on this topic. Just on this topic. Okay. We cannot find common ground. But do we have civil discourse?
Yes.
We do.
Do we agree to disagree?
We do.
Here on common ground.
We just like the same.
106.7, 5 and 3. Catch us here next week on Tuesday
at 10
a.m.
Do we want to be drug-free? Yep.
Yes.
We do.
Take care, guys. We'll catch you next week at Tuesday at 10 a.m.
All right, and I just wanted to quick say, here in an hour, we are going to be debuting an all-new real estate show, Girl Power Hour, on Speak Out. Catch it here at noon.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.